This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question and you haven't asked one yet, and the podcast didn't already answer it, and the material didn't already answer it, go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. So welcome to episode 33, and before we get into the actual question, I'd like to talk about a question that I get quite a bit, a few times a week, actually. People say, look, you know, your material has changed the way I trade. Is there any way I can give back to you? And my answer on this is the same, really, every time. I'm like, no, look, you know, I don't want your money. All I want you to do is follow the material and become an amazing trader, and then 2-3 years from now, come back and tell me how it went. Tell me if the material actually did change your life for the better. That really is the number one thing I would ask from you traders. If this material did have a very positive impact on your trading future, I want to know about it. I don't want to know about it now, while we're still really early in the game and you should be testing things out. You know, this isn't, you know, the game isn't won yet for you. I mean, don't get me wrong. It certainly is uplifting and I like hearing it. But when you are winning the game, for real, that's when I want to hear about it. You cannot put a price on things like that. And when that day comes, just remember your boy here. Years down the line, when you don't have to work a job anymore because you're making all your money off of trading, let me know. This material is free, and it will always be free. People have doubted this for a long time now, but this the YouTube channel, at least, and the blog have been around for over a year, and the podcast has been around for, about 7-8 months? And we're still here with the free material, so now, I suppose they were wrong, weren't they? But there actually are a few other things you can do if you want. And I don't ever really think of these things, but I wrote them all down. And there's maybe 4 or 5 other things you can do if you like. And these are things that people have done before, and it's really helped the channel out. One of my main goals is to get this material out to as many people as possible. I want people to at least have the choice when it comes to learning about Forex to go this route if they want to, because this route did not exist before. You either had to learn about trend lines and stochastics, or you had to learn about Fibonacci and fundamental analysis, and those are all just not really great choices. People certainly don't have to choose this route if they don't want to, but at least I want them to see it so they actually have a choice. And when you guys share the material, it really, really goes a long way. The whole reason this channel even really blew up back in the day is because a good handful of you took it and shared it on different forums and places like Reddit, you know, super shitty negative places that I don't go as a creator. But if you guys frequent those places, or even if you don't and you just want to put some of the material up there, that really goes a long way. Because as negative and unconstructive as those places are, they do draw a lot of very engaged traders that really want to learn. So if you ever find a video or a blog that you really like and you want to put it up on some of the trading forums or up on Reddit, by all means, feel free. I would really appreciate you doing that. And you have my permission. Now, another thing you can do, and I have just flat out forgotten to say this for maybe 10 episodes now, but you can go rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And you guys have already been so good with this that it's to the point where I just didn't remember to ask anymore because I have so many great reviews on there already. Now, I just went to iTunes to see if that actually made an effect on how visible this podcast is on iTunes. And it is. You can actually see me now on the top. I'm not at the top. There's still a bunch of junky, not even around anymore podcasts ahead of me, but at least I'm visible. So thank you all for doing that. And if you want to continue to do that, you just go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And then maybe if we're lucky, one day we can finally leapfrog over some of these podcasts that haven't been around since 2015. Who knows? But there's only one way to find out, right? So if you haven't done that yet, but you would like to, please do. And then the fourth thing, is this the fourth thing? Yeah, the fourth thing you can do, if you like, is I get people that would always ask, do you have a PayPal donation link? Do you have a Patreon account? And I don't have any of those things. Again, thank you. But I'm not desperate for money. If I was, I would have ads all over my site. I would have some of the videos behind a paywall, but no, don't need any of that. But I also had some of the old crypto traders come in and say, hey, is there a way I can just give you a little bit of crypto? And I thought about it. I'm like, I don't have any crypto. That would actually be kind of cool. Now, I talked all the way back in episode 12 how important it is for everybody to diversify, and not diversify as in have five different stocks that all go down in a recession. You know, have different asset classes across the board. You know, have different physical currencies in your possession. You know, have gold and silver if you can. And say whatever you want about crypto, positive or negative, it's not bad to just actually have a little bit of it. So some of you guys might have noticed on the site, I have added a crypto donation box, and it has a few different coins on it that you can donate to. I don't care how much or how little you give. If you want to throw a little bit, go ahead. If you don't, you certainly don't have to. But I thought it was a neat idea, and so it's up there for now. And the only problem is I don't really like the way it looks. And so it's going to stay there for at least the next week or so, but I might just get rid of it altogether, or I might move it down to the bottom. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. But it is pretty ugly, and user experience is a big deal to me. And that leads into number five, as far as things you can do to give back. And this is something that you guys have been remarkably good at. So this is more of just a reminder than anything else, but be kind to each other on the YouTube comments, if you could. Again, this isn't Reddit, and I'm going to make sure it never turns into that. YouTube comments should also double as a place where we're all constructive and try to help each other out. And people are allowed to disagree with me. That's okay. You know, if they want to be a little smug and shitty about it, that's fine. You know, in the end, it's their loss. They're not going to explore this new avenue. They have no chance of getting the results that some of you are getting right now. And that's generally punishment enough. You guys do such a good job of just leaving these people to themselves. It's great. But what I'm really hopefully trying to avoid, especially more into the future, is just this nonsense back and forth playground type mentality that has littered many other people's channels in the past in the comments section. So either be kind and helpful or simply ignore. It's really easy. But again, a big thank you to all of you, because in general, all of these things I just mentioned are things that you have already done or are continuing to do. And the channel is much better for it. You know, a lot of times I'll say we instead of I when referring to No Nonsense Forex. And when I say that, I mean all of you too. That's where the we comes from. You guys do a really great job of making this material what it is. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and this week's question is from somebody whose name will be withheld. Uh-oh. You guys typically know what that means. If I withhold the name, it's generally for a pretty good reason. It's because I'm not here to bust out the people who take the time to ask me questions, if my response is less than positive. And this is a question I'm actually getting a lot. You know, it's funny how this works. Some of these questions I almost never got in the past, but I'm getting a lot right now. And I'm pretty much scratching my own itch here, because every time I want to get this asked again in the future, I can just point them right to this podcast episode. But random person from Parts Unknown asks, I am trying to use the risk management that you talked about in the risk video, but my account is only 500 euros and the math isn't working out. What should I do? Okay, so let's go back to the days where we used to play short answer, long answer. Short answer, what should you do? You should stop trading with a small account. We've been over this in the patience video. I will link it down below on YouTube and in the show notes on the regular podcast player if you have not seen it before. Now look, I totally understand. Almost nobody has hundreds of thousands of dollars just sitting around that they can afford to lose, that they can just start trading Forex from right now. That's not realistic. For the longest time, I didn't have $200 that I could trade with. You know, waiting tables in Vegas is actually pretty good money, but I completely overleveraged into my condo and I had a bunch of debt and I just didn't have that kind of money to burn. It doesn't mean I didn't try anyway, and I failed every time I did it. But to really live the Forex trader's dream and to be able to live off the money you're making, you are going to need hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I've laid all this out twice already. Once, all the way back in episode 3 of the podcast, and then again in the patience video. Now, this was a shock to a lot of people, even though if you just look at the simple math of it, which we're going to do on the blog, but if you just look at the math of it, it makes total sense. But I'm probably the first person you've ever heard actually say this, because for the longest time, anybody else who's been talking about this has been trying to sell you the dream that you can take a very small amount of money and turn it into a very large amount of money. And why do they do that? Because they have a course to sell you, or signals to sell you, or a robot to sell you. They can help you achieve these completely unrealistic results. And then here comes this VP guy out of nowhere who's actually telling you the truth and being realistic with you and actually laying out all the numbers to show you how this actually works and how it doesn't work. And it completely kills this bullshit, non-realistic dream that you had this whole time. And so what does your mind automatically do? It automatically tries to reject it and say, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Well, great. You're allowed to do that. It's your money. You made it. I didn't. You can do whatever you like with it. But if you want to know about the actual dream and how to attain it, I've already laid out a number of options for you. So real quick, let's go over again how this works. First off, create a demo account and do not put 500 euros in it. Put 50,000, put 100,000, whatever. Step two, build a system and test the crap out of it until you have found something that is proven to work over and over for years. Step three, reset your demo account or create a brand new one for all I care and start trading using that system. This is called forward testing. And even this is going to fail a few times because there's a lot of things in backtesting that you don't really notice. Forward testing exposes bad backtesting. But if you do this enough times, you are going to find something that actually does work. This may take you a couple years. That's okay. A lot of you have 40, 50, 60, maybe even more years ahead of you. So if it takes you 2 or 3 or 4 years to put together something that you're going to have for life, well, then that's well worth it. So if you have something that works, you should have pretty good results on demo right now. If you can get a good year's worth of results, you actually really have something. And the longer you do it, the more you're going to have. At this point, hopefully you've been saving your money because then you can actually put a legitimate account together, maybe at just even $2,000, euros, pounds, whatever. And again, traders, this part is optional, but it's a good idea if you can do it. Get a small real money account together and then trade your system that has been proven to work on real money. Then once you have done that successfully, then shop those results out. Either to people who are looking for somebody else to trade for them, to a firm, to a hedge fund, whoever you can find. Then if you're successful, you're still not going to make much money the very first year because nobody's going to trust you with a whole lot of money the first year. Then once you have done that successfully, then things will slowly start to snowball. And then you can actually start living the actual dream of being a professional Forex trader. And if you're smart and you're using the daily chart, you can do this while living your regular life with your regular job in the background. So all the while, you're ultimately sacrificing nothing. But this is the dream. And in reality, like the world we live in, reality, this is how you get there. You absolutely do not and cannot get there by trading a $1,000, $200, $2,000 account. I mean, what do you really expect to do with that? You know, tell me. Like I said before, walk me through it. Do you really think you're going to take that $1,000 of real money and flip it into $25,000 someday? And then you're going to take that $25,000 and flip it into $200,000? So first off, no, you're not. You might have seen or heard of somebody actually take $1,000 and turn into 40 or 50, something like that. And it certainly can happen, but there was a lot of irresponsibility and recklessness involved in getting there. And not only is it still extremely unlikely, even factoring in those things, but you have also just seen their account probably right before they crashed, because the crash is coming. And I don't care how many examples you want to talk about in the comments section of you or somebody else who did this. Traders, look, when you see people who talk about results like this, you're not seeing the whole story. You're seeing the parts they want to show you. And those parts might not even be true. Now, speaking of the YouTube comments, I do get a lot of people that try to take the exception and use that to disprove the rule. Number one, that's a really weak way to argue. Two, that exception you're talking about is probably not what you thought it was. But this is an industry where people more than anything just want to believe. And so they will believe a lot more nonsense than they normally would. And somebody saying they 25 or 50x'd their account in a year, as completely ridiculous as that is super exciting and is something that you would, I guess, want to get on board with, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? But what's almost certainly going to happen if you're trading an account that small is you are going to lose all of that money. If you have 500 euros and you were smart and you traded patiently and wisely and were able to achieve what Warren Buffett achieves every year on average, you would turn those 500 euros into 600 euros. To all of you out there trading accounts that small, is that the kind of results you're looking for? I don't think it is. I know you small account traders because I used to be one. You want that small account to multiply over and over. And that just does not happen in this game. I don't care if somebody told you they did it. Even if they did, it's a complete anomaly. Small account traders, I offer you this. Instead of trading that small account and being dumb and losing it, or being smart and making a very small return, Understand that regardless of what the outcome is, you are wasting your time. By going the quick money route and spending your time on that, you could have been spending your time putting a really great system together that you would have for life. While you're wasting your time trading that small account, there are other people who have less money than you do that are putting together a frickin' empire. And 3-4 years from now, some of these people are really going to be making money trading Forex, possibly money that they're living off of now. And you'll still be sitting there trying to turn rocks into gold. You've made a really good decision in choosing to trade the no-nonsense Forex way. But if you're trying to do all this on a small real money account, then in the end, it doesn't really matter which route you chose, because you're never going to accomplish what you really wanted to. Traders, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to try and have the blog ready. I'm shooting this on a Saturday. I have plans tonight, and then tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday, so there's going to be a lot of cooking and boozing. I will do my best to have it out when the podcast comes out, but if I don't, just give me a day or so. And stay tuned for Thursday's trading video. Don't hold me to this, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on an indicator, and an indicator that is not in the Dirty Dozen. What could it be? But stick around for that and keep putting that system together. Have patience and understanding that it does take a while to make this happen, but be relentless in making this happen. Go out there and get it.